Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. And calls are all lining up as we speak. So we'll get your calls early in our first segment so we can get to as many folks as possible, answer as many questions as possible. If you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. Dr. Ken Redcross will be with us, hopefully, I should say. I've had a bunch of no-shows lately. But I think Dr. Redcross will be with us. His book, The Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. We'll talk a little bit about doctor-patient relationships. And then also Dr. Redcross has a lot to say about pain relief and dealing with viral infections, if you know what I'm talking about. We'll talk to Dr. Redcross here in our third segment. Get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also give us a call or give the Bright Side Ben team a call at 866-735-2470. You can purchase longevity products by calling 866-735-2470, or if you want to start a business, start a home-based business if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, which is exploding as we speak, as more and more people understand the power of nutritional supplements. Longevity checks have gone through the roof. People are making a lot of money selling longevity products because longevity has been taking a stand for nutritional supplementation for 2.5 decades. Longevity is not a Johnny-come-lately to the world of supplements and the world of nutrition. As you guys know, I am not a Johnny-come-lately. Dr. Wallach is not a Johnny-come-lately. We've been talking about the power of nutritional supplementation since it was not known, since it was you were a health nut if you supplemented back in the day. And if you want to be part of this business, part of the nutritional supplement business and part of the longevity business, we can teach you how to make money. We can teach you nutritional supplements. We can teach you all about the longevity business opportunity so you can spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Call 866-735-2470 for more info or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Dr. Ken Redcross will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We will get to your calls at 844-236-6010 in our next segment. I want to continue talking about this idea of contraction and body armoring as first described by Dr. Wilhelm Reich in his multiple books. I'm now reading the book, The Cancer Biopathy. It's a little bit hard to read, but it is a really, really, really instructive book if you're interested in health and especially if you're interested in alternative health if you're interested in the idea that the human body can heal itself, but we have to take measures. We have to do things in order to help the body do its work, or we have to eliminate doing things so that the body can do its work. And this is where the idea of contraction and relaxation come into play, these two fundamental forces. This was Dr. Wilhelm Reich's great epiphanies, that there's two basic fundamental movements, two basic fundamental forces. He calls them tension and relaxation. Tension is contraction. And everything in life proceeds, everything from the way a cell moves to the way we move as bodies, or the way we move our bodies, even to the way a plant grows, all have to do with this idea of a balance or a relationship between tension and relaxation. When we're sick, that balance is thrown off. Dis-ease is when the balance of tension and relaxation is thrown off. We have too much tension. And that's because the tension response, or the contraction response, what I call the potato bug effect, or the roly-poly effect, is that the reason that occurs is because the reason this out-of-balance situation occurs is because we contract too much. Why do we contract too much? Because contraction is part of fear. Contraction is part of stress. And we have, for some dysfunctional, crazy reason, we have constructed for ourselves a world that runs on fear. A world that emphasizes fear, out of balance fear, everywhere. Fear, 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 fear. By the way, fear stands for false evidence appearing real. It's a lie. It's deceitful. It's manipulative. It's predatory. And it's everywhere. Our economy runs on it. You turn on the TV, you can't avoid it. I try, when I watch the news now, I'm paying attention to how many stories are about fear. And it's all about fear. Everything. It's awful. It's terrible. It's evil. And it's twisted. But we don't have to buy into it. Learning to relax the contractions, learning to relax the body is critical. It's critical. We have to learn to be able to relax on demand. We have to learn how to relax our bodies at the snap of a finger. It takes practice and it takes training, and you're going against a sort of gravitational force of fear that's in our culture, but it can be done. There's probably nothing from a physical perspective that's more important to learn if you're not as healthy as you want to be, if your quality of life is not where you want it to be, than to learn to relax on demand, i.e., at the mere thought of relaxation, we want to learn to relax our body. And yes, it does take a little bit of work, and that's why meditation is important, that's why relaxation strategies are important, that's why slow deep breathing is important, all slow deep rhythmic breathing is important. Body armoring is the end result of long-term contraction. Body armoring leads to more body armoring. Body armoring and contraction lead to more contraction. We end up in this vicious downward cycle of contraction. And the reason you don't hear about how powerful these strategies are, or this strategy is, and how impactful not understanding this strategy is when it comes to our health is because we can do this ourselves. You don't need to go to a medical professional to learn to relax your body. You don't need to go interact with a physician or a pharmacist or a prescription medication to learn to relax your body. And by the way, body armoring doesn't only occur because of physical fear. It occurs because of psychological fear. It occurs because of our mind fear. It occurs because of anxiety issues that are connected to poor thoughts, to poor thought control. Body armor is what happens when we've learned to shut down our feelings, shut down our anxiety by contracting parts of our body. I said yesterday, think about something lousy in your life and you'll notice that your body contracts. Well, that's occurring all day long when you're not thinking about it. It's occurring underneath your consciousness. It's subliminal. It's subconscious and unconscious. We contract unconsciously. Start paying attention to how you're contracting. Do it right now. If you're not feeling as well as you want to feel, I guarantee you 100%. You will feel contractions. You will feel that you're contracted right now. And at the same time, or by the same token, relax the body and see how delicious it feels. If you can do it, even just relax part of your body, your hand or your arm or your foot. This adaptive response, this contractive adaptive response, starts in babyhood, in infancy, and continues through childhood and teenagerhood and adulthood. By the time we're middle-aged or elderly, we've got all kinds of pockets of contraction. This is why elderly people can't sleep. That's the reason why you can't sleep. Because your body is contracted, and that's why relaxation when you're laying in bed is the ultimate sleeping pill. It's the ultimate relaxation help you fall asleep strategy. You can't fall asleep when you're micro-contracted, and even if you do manage somehow to fall asleep, you'll have a lousy sleep. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Dr. Ken Redcross will be with us at the bottom of the hour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open for you. We'll get your calls in just a moment. 844-236-6010. Dr. Ken Redcross will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the medical model with Dr. Redcross. And we'll get your calls here in just a minute. A couple stories I want to read.
5-minute breathing workout lowers blood pressure as much as exercise and drugs. Strength training for breathing muscles holds promise for a host of health benefits. How long have I been talking about the importance of slow, deep breathing? Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. They're all important. You can breathe the wrong way. Sometimes people will decide they want to incorporate a breathing program into their day-to-day lives, and they'll breathe the wrong way. And I sometimes will be talking to people about breathing, and they'll start breathing to show me what they're doing, and it's completely wrong. If you breathe fast, your body's going to get the message that there's something wrong. If you don't breathe deep, the body's going to get the message that there's something wrong. And if you don't breathe in a rhythm, the body's going to get the message that there's something wrong. Chaos activates the sympathetic nervous system. The body and the mind don't like chaos. Speed tells the body you're running from a saber-toothed tiger, as does shallow breathing. So if you're not breathing correctly, you could be messing things up. You could be making things worse for you. It's slow, it's deep, and it's rhythmic. And working out just 5 minutes a day, working at your breathing muscles just 5 minutes a day using slow, deep, rhythmic breathing can lower your blood pressure, improve vascular health, even more than, according to this article, aerobic exercise or medication. All right, one more really quick story. This is kind of interesting. Competitive relaxing in South Korea. Leave it to the Asian folks to make everything a competition. Competitive relaxing. When you think, I shouldn't say that. I take that back. But it's kind of interesting how in South Korea, anyway, they figured out a way to have a relaxation competition. When you think of rest and relaxation, you might not think of competition. But in South Korea, people are determined to loosen up and zone out for the top prize. Apparently, organizers of South Korea's annual competition to be the best at doing nothing feel like we can learn to relax competitively. The premise is to zone out for 90 minutes, with the winner having the lowest and most stable heart rate. Spectators cast votes for the top three who displayed the best zen. It's crazy, huh? The latest competition was won by a Jeju-based hairstylist who barely moved during the 90-minute competition. And I do take that back because that was a very nice thing to say. Anyway, 844-236-6010. Let's go to our friend Elaine in Alaska. Good morning, Elaine. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Competitive relaxation.
Isn't that interesting?
Like an oxymoron.
I know. I thought that was kind of funny.
I don't know how much time we have, but yesterday you had two callers. I think his name is Dorian.
Yeah, he was asking about his eyes.
Yeah, you know, a book that totally has helped me, and you have to read it from cover to cover because it's not just about exercise. There's psychology, there's habits. This book is called, and I don't know if he's listening, but it's called Relearning to See.
Relearning to See.
Relearning to See. And the author is Thomas Quackenbush.
Okay, I've heard of him. I've heard of Thomas. He's a vision educator, Thomas Quackenbush.
His work is phenomenal because I don't need my readers anymore. And that's been 8 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Does he talk about exercise? Going back?
As a physical therapist, I'm like, well, just do some exercises. So I went to chapter 19, and his first sentence said, if you think this book is about doing exercise to improve your vision, go to chapter 2.
What does that mean exactly?
He wants you to read it from beginning to end, and it's a tome. It's a pretty thick book, but within 6 weeks, my eyes, I didn't need readers. I didn't realize how many bad habits I had. So just making a few changes when I was 43, and that's 7 years ago, I just don't need them anymore. So I love it. So that was for Dorian. And then someone from Boulder called in with, it sounds like a real acute low back pain.
Yes.
There is an awesome practitioner just outside of Boulder. His name is Christopher Fahs, F-A-H-S.
Thank you.
And if the person goes to counterstrain.com, counterstrain.com, you can look up Christopher Fahs and find all his contact info.
That's awesome. Fingers. That's great information. Yeah. Thank you so much, Elaine.
Yeah. Do I have time for
questions? Do you have questions? Sure.
Absolutely. A patient of mine, BPH, that's waking up five times a night.
Okay. A couple things. The prostate is very receptive to fats, for better or worse. So eliminating all the bad fats, fried fats, processed fats, deep frying food, all that kind of stuff, any kind of cooked fats is really a must. And then starting to use good fats, especially omega-3 fatty acids and fish oil, both omega-3 essential fatty acids and fish oil. Fish oil is not essential. The fats in fish oil aren't essential fatty acids, but they're very helpful for inflammation. And then vitamin E, and then fatty nutrients like vitamin E, fatty micronutrients like vitamin E, alpha-lipoic acid, zinc, and selenium, which are not really fatty, but they're processed the same way through the fatty system. So zinc and selenium. And then my all-time favorite supplement for dealing with the prostate, among all these other supplements, is beta-cytosterol. I know I've talked about this before. That's an amazing, amazing supplement. It's just an amazing substance for inflammation of all kinds. I've been using it in my retinol, topical retinol products to reduce inflammation associated with retinol, and it's really effective that way too. But for prostate issues, it's darn near miraculous, but you got to take a lot of it, 600 milligrams a day, and you should notice results. If he does all of that, he should notice that he's going to the bathroom in the middle of the night a lot less within a week or so.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Elaine. Take care. Thanks for those tips. Appreciate it. Keith, you get the last word, buddy. Just got about a minute for you. What's going on, man? Keith?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Keith.
How you doing? I got two quick questions for you, Ben, about red rice yeast.
Yes, sir.
Does it deplete CoQ10? And also, does it negatively affect the liver or the kidney over long term?
Those are both great questions. No, it should not deplete CoQ10. And also secondarily, although it works on the same enzyme system, but it's not nowhere near as powerful as a statin drug. It's very, very subtle. And then, it shouldn't affect your liver at all. It's extremely subtle, red yeast rice. In fact, it's effective, but here's the deal. Cholesterol doesn't go up, because you have some kind of deficiency. Cholesterol goes up because your body feels like it needs to make cholesterol. So trying to medicate yourself or use allopathic medication like red yeast rice, to lower your cholesterol is not really an effective strategy. Statin drugs will lower your cholesterol, of course, but then you got to deal with side effects. Red yeast rice is not going to lower your cholesterol all that much. There is lovastatin, which is the active ingredient in Mevacor, the original statin drug. There is something that's very similar to lovastatin. There are statin-like substances in red yeast rice. So while it's not a drug, because it's not regulated as a drug, its effects are drug-like effects because it's got this statin-like compound in it. It's very subtle. The statin power of a red yeast rice is certainly not like Mevacor or a lovastatin, but it does have that kind of statin-like effect. It's so subtle that you're probably not going to get any depletion of CoQ10. But CoQ10 is great for lowering your cholesterol, and great for your heart, and great for your entire metabolic, all your body's metabolism. So CoQ10 is a great supplement to take anyway. Hope that answers your question, Keith. Thanks for your call.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ben.
All right, take care, buddy. Dr. Ken Redcross is coming up next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stojanovic opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. As vaccine requirements are popping up around the country, from restaurants in New York City to attending a football game in Las Vegas, Nevada, proof of vaccine is now required. U.S. Department of Justice officials say they've charged an Illinois-based pharmacist, Tang Tang Zhao, with selling dozens of authentic COVID-19 vaccine cards on eBay. The criminal complaint alleges he sold 125 authentic CDC vaccine cards for about $10 apiece. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So how does the world community deal with the Taliban regime in Afghanistan? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Countries around Afghanistan are now working to figure out how best to deal with an impending Taliban government in a neighboring country. Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations says that they need to be ready to engage with the Taliban and encourage an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Munir Akram tells Fox News that the international community should be ready to apply pressure on the Taliban.
We need to encourage an inclusive government in Kabul. And there too, I think the United States, Pakistan, and other countries are working in Doha as well as in Islamabad. We have a delegation of a number of non-Pashtun ethnic representatives who have been meeting with our foreign minister and with our leadership in order to get an engagement with them and the Taliban in order to evolve a representative government.
The Space Force officer, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who was removed from his command post for condemning Marxism and critical race theory, is leaving the force.
Service members are allowed to advocate for the revolutionary agenda, narrative, and cause, but to either disagree with talking points or ideas or to point out the partisanship is to have a finger wagged back at you and to be accused of being politically partisan.
More on Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer can be heard on Epic Times. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search engine if you miss a program or you want to review a subject or share a subject or program with a friend or loved one. Head to brightsideben.com. You'll find 10-plus years of archived information, daily programs, lots of great health information. Also, the longevity products. If you want to start a longevity business, you can click on the Join the Team link, or you can call 866-735-2470 to purchase your favorite longevity products or to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar, $100 billion nutritional supplement business, which is just exploding as we speak. Call 866-735-2470 for more info or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also want to remind you to check out our Truth of Skin Health products all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including acne and eczema and dry skin and aging skin for the prevention of post-trauma or post-surgical scarring. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. And check out our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews if you want to see how powerful and effective our Truth Skin Health products are at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com for our reviews, and Truth Treatments, with an S, truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Ken Redcross is the author of the new book, Bond, The Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship. Dr. Ken Redcross understands that docs can be intimidating, but he says it doesn't have to be that way. I've been diving into all things Ken Redcross for the past couple of days. He's got awesome YouTubes, videos. He talks about all kinds of great stuff. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Ken Redcross. Hey, Doc.
Hey, Ben. How are you? Thank you for having me back on the Bright Side. Good morning, everyone.
Yes, good morning to you. You are one happy doctor, man. I've been watching your YouTubes.
Yeah.
And you're out there spreading the word, preaching the good word. And I'll tell you what, I definitely want to talk about your book, but I love getting physicians on the program because, with all due respect, I like holding your feet to the fire a little bit, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Hold it right there, Ben.
I knew you would be. I could tell by listening to you. All right. So first of all, the book Bond: The Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. Very interesting book. But here's my question for you: why is it that we actually have to have a book that talks about having why is that necessary?
Yeah.
Shouldn't that just be a natural thing? Your doctor wants to take care of you. You're sick. You go in there. It should just kind of be a natural thing. But there does have to be a book because there is this underlying distrust of medicine and the medical model.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I have a lot of friends who are physicians. They're all good people. They got into the business to alleviate suffering. But yet there is this sense. It's kind of almost like an adversarial relationship between the patient and the doctor. What is that about? How did that happen? How did that develop? What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, and it's pretty sad, Ben. You're right. It shouldn't need a book, everyone, but I hope everyone sees the book because it's that important. Look, medicine has become more of a business than what it should have been. Medicine has become more, Ben, about volume than value. And so that's why I say it's so important that all of you out there recognize how important you are. You're the main cog to this wheel, to this machine. And so it's time for the patients to sort of take it back, take back the patient-doctor relationship the way it should be when, you know, there was a time when you would almost barter with your doctor. You know, you would give your doctor a sheep and your doctor would make a house call, you know, or get goat milk or something. But it should be that again, Ben, because really it's about love. That's what that relationship should be about with your doctor. Your doctor should feel like a member of your family. And that's how I really want everyone out there to think going forward.
But isn't that kind of, you know, that's all well and good. It sounds really beautiful. I love the way you're speaking. But isn't that, like, hasn't that cow already left the barn? Isn't that an anachronism in the sense that the doctor doesn't work for the patient anymore? The doctor works for the HMO. Or the doctor works for the insurance company. The doctor works for the hospital. They're not really, they're not responsive to the patient. They have to be responsive to their paycheck. Their paycheck, for most people anyway, for most patients, most doctors, their paycheck doesn't come from the patient. It comes from Kaiser.
No, you're right, especially out there on the West Coast where I used to be as well. So you're right. It's a big animal out there. Not necessarily in a negative connotation, everyone, but it's a big conglomerate out there. But that's just the point, Ben, is that it doesn't have to be that way for the patients. True. The doctors are compensated in a different sort of way when they're employed by those large medical groups, but it still doesn't mean that the patient can't really demand more, can't really demand a relationship where their doctor gives them more than the average of 7.5 minutes. So you're right. Look, it's challenging for a lot of the docs out there, Ben. I'm sure your friends and colleagues who are docs tell you that as well. But once again, it's the reason why I kind of carved out a different sort of practice. So I wasn't necessarily beholden to a large conglomerate. My boss, my passion are the patients, and I recognize that that's not most docs in the U.S., but at least patients can stand up and say, okay, docs, pump your brakes a bit. I need a little more of your time in order to get to the health and healing that I want to get to. And you'd be surprised. Sometimes the docs don't recognize that they've been part of this machine and that we do need to pump the brakes and make sure that we're listening to the patient and giving them everything they need during that visit.
Do you find that new doctors who are entering into the field are there, they understand that they're not going to be working for the patient, or do they still have this kind of idealistic vision of alleviating suffering?
Now, that's a great question, Ben, and I think it's tough. I think you're right. I think a lot of them are coming out a little more entrepreneurial than when I got into it. Look, I've always been an entrepreneur, but most docs are actually absolutely employed, those who are primary care like myself. I'm a practicing internist, everyone, and most of them are into groups. And I think what happens, and you see this reflected in the numbers with the large numbers of physicians that are having increased rises in depression, is that you spend 10, 13 years of your life to train to be a physician, and you want to help people, and then you later realize that when you start this job, that sometimes you can be pushed so far away from the patient that you start questioning why you went into it. So, you know, there are some challenges within healthcare, but even for my docs who may be out there listening, you know, you carve out the time once again because this is your practice. Your patients are your flock in a sense, and you decide how you want to keep your flock healthy.
Is it possible with insurance these days and the Affordable Health Care Act, et cetera, for a doc to practice the old style way, to have put a shingle up and say, I'm a GP or I'm a family practitioner, I'm just working for you, I'm just working for myself, or even to do house calls, like the kind of docs that we all grew up with or that I grew up with. Is it possible to have that anymore?
You know, Ben, it is, but I won't, you know, make it all Pollyannish as if it's just so easy. Look, guys, it's difficult. That's kind of what my practice is. I mean, I make house calls. I have patients all around. I go see them. I travel if I have to. But the point is, it's something that you kind of have to put your pole in the sand and say, look, this is the way I'm going to practice. So it's not necessarily easy. I won't paint it that way, everyone, but you can do that. There's a lot of different ways to deliver more concierge care and to also make sure that it's not necessarily for the elite. I have a practice that I think I do a pretty good job of balancing that. So, yes, it's possible, but you got to think a little bit outside the box for sure.
All right, so I want to get to talking about your book, Bond, the Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. And thank you so much for motivating to do the book. Four cornerstones. First of all, let's talk about the four cornerstones. What are they?
Yeah, everyone. So look.
Hang on, Doc. We got to take a commercial. I'm so sorry. We got to take a commercial break.
Good. No problem.
When we come back, we'll talk about the four cornerstones of a lasting and caring relationship with your doctor. We got one of the good docs with us, Dr. Ken Redcross. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Dr. Ken. More with Dr. Ken Redcross on The Bright Side right after this.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Ken Redcross, his website, drkenredcross.com, and his book, Bond, the Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. So you were born to be a doctor. Your last name, Redcross, is that for reals? Is that for reals?
Come on. It absolutely is. You know, it's funny, Ben. I had a practice in Beverly Hills, and everyone thought I changed it, and I let them know I am nowhere near important enough to create an alias.
Okay? I had my suspicions, because that's too cool, Dr. Redcross. I love that.
Right.
All right. So the book, Bond, the Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. What are the four cornerstones?
Yeah, everybody. So look, I realized over 20 years of practice, what were those four things? They were really important to create a harmonious relationship with your doctor, or as I call it, create a patient nirvana. And it was trust, respect, empathy, and communication. And I realized, Ben, that if all four of those were really humming and really rocking together, not only was the doctor happy, but more importantly, the patient was elated, which led to better healthcare outcomes and all those things that we really wanted. And so it's always been a passion to kind of get that out so that the patients recognize I need those four things with my doctor for me to have the optimal health that I really want to get.
Now, trust, let's take the first one. Is trust, do you mean the patient has to trust the doctor or the doctor has to trust the patient?
You know, in this case, I'm thinking more that the patient has to trust the doctor enough, Ben, to be able to open up, to be able to come clean. Look, one of the things that was important, especially during this pandemic, Ben, was being able to trust your doctor when thinking about things such as supplements, which you'll appreciate, Ben, because one of the things that this particular pandemic really shone a light on was vitamin D. And having discussions. I had patients that had difficult discussions with their doctors who didn't recognize how important vitamin D was to your immune system, not just bone health. They didn't know that your vitamin D should be between 40 and 60 or that you should know your levels. And so that was a lot of a difficult discussion that patients had. But once again, you have to trust that your doctor is really in it for your health in the long run. And it takes time for patients to really build that.
Okay, now respect. That goes both ways, right?
It totally does. And so obviously the patients would need to be able to feel like the doctor respects their time. But patients, I'll tell you, do your best to get to the doctor's office as soon as you can because you have to respect our time, too. We're trying to take care of you and a lot more like you, some of the other groups. And so it helps us when you're there on time when you're supposed to be so that we can keep it going to be able to give you the time that you deserve as well.
How about the idea that sometimes doctors have, and I don't know if you, I'm sure you, you know what I'm talking about here. What medical school did you go to, Mrs. Jones? And this kind of idea, you know what I'm saying? This kind of idea that you just saw stuff on the internet and, you know, you're just reading too much stuff on Reddit or on Quorum or something like that.
Right,
and, you
right.
know, where do you come off on that? I mean, that seems to be kind of like, it's hard to avoid as a physician, isn't it?
Yeah, it's difficult, everybody. I told you, one of my toughest adversaries is Dr. Google. And I promise you guys, Dr. Google doesn't know you. That's the difference. Your doctor does. And so, look, Dr. Google means well. And when patients are actually Googling, it's kind of cool, Ben, because that lets me know that there's something that I left out. They're looking for a little more information that I need to share with them so they can kind of feel good about what's going on or once again, give them a little more support.
Okay, now three, empathy. That's a really cool word to me. And talk to us a little bit about that and talk to us about the distinction between empathy and sympathy.
Yeah, guys. So, look, the empathy is when you feel like there's something bigger than yourself. In other words, really, as we always talked about as kids, putting yourself in someone else's shoes, but not just talk about it, but really feel it. And so much so that the patient understands, like, you know, Dr. Red Cross really, really wants me to take this diabetic medication. He really feels that it's going to be necessary. Sympathy is a little different. That's just like, you know, obviously I feel sad someone went through that, but okay, ho-hum, I go on my merry way. But no, empathy, everybody, is palpable. And that's the way it should be, and that's the type of relationship you want to have with your doctor. So you feel that he or she, their care for you, is literally palpable when you're there within those four walls.
Okay, so communication. Finish up the fourth cornerstone.
Yeah,
what is that about?
Communication just makes sense, everybody. Just making sure we're speaking the same language, right? Making sure your doctor's not coming there using these huge, big words such as pterygium and stage heart failure and all that. No, speak the same language. Speak in language that I can understand just so I can know what the heck's going on with my body. So communication is huge.
How do you address, as a physician, or how do you suggest physicians address this idea of white coat hypertension, where people are freaked out when they go to the physician and their markers and their metrics are off because they're freaked out and they just don't feel comfortable in this setting?
Yeah, guys, look, one of the best things you do, number one, knowing your physician well, and once again, that family member thing I talked about your physician feeling that way, guess what? Your blood pressure is not elevated when you're talking to your brother, your sister, or your cousin. So that's the way your doctor relationship should feel. The other thing with white coat hypertension, it's also important that you have your own blood pressure cuff at home so that you can report back to your doctor what is your blood pressure when you're relaxed in the comforts of your own home to know exactly what your blood pressure is running. Because it's not uncommon, everyone, that you can get a little spike, especially until you get that good relationship.
All right, so no conversation with a physician in July of 2021 would be complete without talking about what's going on in the world today in terms of health. Where do you come off on, what's your take on medicalizing viral infections, medicalizing infections, and then along the same lines, what's your take on vaccinations?
You know, that's an even better question, Ben, because my practice, everyone, so I'm a Western-trained physician. I trained here in Columbia in the city. But one thing that's happened is back to the importance of supplementation. So many of my patients are talking about, doc, how much vitamin D should I take? Should I take magnesium? So as I talk to a lot of my patients who are a little bit on the natural side, who are like, you know, I don't know how I feel about the vaccine. What can I do if I don't want to get the vaccine? And so that's when I get into my vitamin D discussion. That's when I say, look, I can check your levels, or if you want to get your levels checked, go to thepowerofd.org, order your own test kit. So I talk a lot about alternative ways of healing as well, Ben, which, like I said, you coming from the pharmaceutical side of what it is you do, understand that there's other ways to get healing, not necessarily to avoid the vaccine, because there's some that I would jump up and down and say, oh, my gosh, you have COPD, you're an active smoker, you're a candidate that we really need to have a deep discussion. But I won't paint a broad brush on everyone. So if they want to have the vitamin D discussion, we can have that. If they want to have the vaccine discussion, we can have that as well. But make sure you go into your doctor's office and say, hey, look, what are the pros and cons for me? Why do you want me to take it in this case? Not just a kind of a broad brush, so that you guys feel comfortable with the decision that you make for your health.
Do you see this vaccine as being problematic in the sense that it's not really a traditional vaccine, that it's not giving you an antigen, but it's giving you a genetic modification, it's giving you a gene or an RNA, an mRNA component that is changing your genetics? Do you see that as distinct from ordinary vaccines?
No. You know, guys, and I'll tell you this, and that's something that I worried about even when it came out and a lot of my patients had a concern about. I think there's one thing to remember with this particular vaccine, the two messenger RNA vaccines, everyone, the Pfizer and the Moderna. They don't get into your nucleus, so they don't necessarily change your
DNA. Isn't there a reverse?
Directly.
But there are reverse. RNA can go to DNA. It's not all in one direction.
No, it is not, exactly, but it comes into the cytoplasm. So I just don't want everyone thinking that it's necessarily it's going to change everything. And I had patients asking, can it change eye color?
No.
Out there.
But it can change genetics in the sense that they go backwards. It's not like it's all one unidirectional. There can be, we don't know, correct? We just don't
know. Exactly. And that's the big thing, Ben. You nailed it. So that's the thing, everyone. We don't necessarily know yet. That's why that sitting in your doctor's office and having this discussion like Ben and I are having and you guys are listening to, you need to hear your doctor say it. You need to hear if this is good for you. You need to understand the technology on how those two particular vaccines work. The other vaccines, that one that's out and the other one, are a little more like the flu, everyone, where they use kind of a attenuated or weakened virus. But it's important that you understand to this granular level, to these nitty gritty that we're talking, what's going into your body. That's key, especially when you're talking the vaccine, because you know there's different sides of the spectrum on how people feel about the vaccines. And so I wouldn't get the vaccine without having a good discussion with your doctor, and more importantly, feeling good about the plan or the strategy.
Doc, there's so much more I want to talk to you about. I hope you'll come back on. Where do you practice out of? New York City?
I'm in the city. I'm in New York, everybody. But like I said, I travel all around. I'm on my way to San Diego next week. So
you're doing great work. Thank you so much for being on the Bright Side. I hope we can get you back on, Dr. Red Cross.
Thank you, Ben. Take care.
Have a beautiful day. DrKenRedCross.com is his website, the book Bond, the Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship. And that is all the time we have for today on the Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now. Echoes of mother, but if I knew I was so
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.